This is the Great Destinations radio show.
Well, now we're off to a magical part of the northwest coast of Italy, the Cinque Terre clifftop clinging communities of the Italian Riviera. There are five medieval fishing villages, although there's been settlement in this region since around 600 AD. The area today is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and Brandon Shaw of RomanGuy.com knows each of the villages well.
There are five individual little towns perched up high on cliffs, and each one is completely different in its own way. So I like to break it down with certain little things to do in each place. The romantic spot in Cinque Terre is called, it fits perfectly, Via d'Amore, which literally means Lover's Lane. And it's a little tiny hiking path, about a kilometer long, that was actually built by workers working on the train going through that area. And as the legend goes, they would go, it was a meeting place for lovers from both those two towns in between each other. And that's how they'd meet up. And if you go there today, it's very small and it's just beautiful when you walk on it, right on the water itself.
Brandon says the villages are really colorful.
Each of the little five towns are perched up on a little tiny cliff. And then they little by little go down to the water itself. Light blues, pinks, greens, anything really bright, any bright pastel color you can think of, that's what you'd see there. And there's such an array of them. It's so completely different in each village that you go to.
The villages have become so popular, it's been suggested recently that visitor numbers could be restricted, but that's not yet in place. Brandon suggests travelling at quieter times.
Try and avoid high season, if possible. I recommend around September. It's not too hot, it's less crowded, but you can still go to the beach.
And if you're not worried about sunbathing, you might want to go in the winter.
People live there all year round. So even when it's cold outside, you can still go and you can sit there, imagine with the person you love, with a glass of wine overlooking the sea and just having a beautiful dinner.
To visit Cinque Terre, you can fly to Milan, the closest airport, and then it's a two-hour train ride. Once you're there, all of the communities are close to each other.
And the great thing about Cinque Terre is that each town is about 5 to 7 minutes away from the other one by train. You buy a day pass, and then you can go back and forth as much as you want. You can literally see all five of them in one day if you really needed to.
You can get more information about trips and tours in Italy at theromanguy.com.